Blog Talk Radio.
Twice.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are now live on the Middlemen Talk Show on blogtalkradio.com. This is your host, Alan. What's my better half?
Well, who your better half, man? That sounds like some woman type stuff, dude.
Come on, man. Better half on the show, man. Come on, man. No homo, man.
Come on. Well, I'm going to announce myself right now. This is Kevin, sitting in the wilderness of the mighty Mississippi, by the Lusapalala River.
It's the Lusapalala.
Man, anyway,
man. How was the 4th of July, man? Everything was good with the family and everything?
Yeah, everything was good, man. I would like to hear some sounds in the back, you know what I'm saying? But everything's good. Everything's good. I mean, I you know what? This is the first 4th of July that I haven't received a plate of barbecue from somebody.
And who is that?
I'm just saying, I haven't received a plate of barbecue from nobody this year.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to identify a specific person. That's what I thought.
No, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If they cooked over your house, I should have been over there. But I ain't see nobody grilling nowhere, Harley. So,
yeah.
I mean, right now, my stomach won't barbecue, but I ain't got none. I'm mad about this.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You being the chef that you say you are. You know, I know you probably didn't want to come back to Mississippi to cook, but you know.
No, man, I ain't come down here to cook. I came down here. You know what? There's two things you don't do. You don't cook when you go home, and you don't drive people around.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? The only two things you do, you ride and eat. You know what I'm saying? And
I
if all my that. Smokers, you're supposed to smoke good with somebody. So, that's what it's supposed to be. But, I mean, other than that, man, you know, I mean, we heard a lot of firecrackers. Seen a real nice fire show. Seen a blues festival with one of the wackiest blues group I ever seen in my life. But man, I don't even know the name of them, man. Everybody was just looking at them real crazy. But I mean, I had fun because they brought out Johnny Taylor's son.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So he got down,
yeah.
Man.
Okay.
I mean, it was real cool, man. So, I mean, other than that, we had a good time, man. I'm just ready to hit this road, man. Like Doug G said, I-20. Heading to the east. So I can get my butt back to GA. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
So how about you, man? How's everything been going on your end?
Everything's great over here, you know what I'm saying, in Tupelo, Mississippi. You know, I barbecued myself yesterday.
You ain't bringing me no food, though, pimp. What's up
hey,
with
look,
that?
Hey, look, man. You know, under certain situations, you know what I'm saying, you know, the food was kind of got into and ate up very quickly.
Well,
so the food was very good.
That's not cool. If you're on the line with us right now, go ahead and hit that number one and tell Alan how wrong he is for not feeding his so-called Ace Coon Boone. You're wrong for that. I want people on the line to go ahead and press that number one and let this cat know, hey, man, you need to get it together, baby. That's not right.
Hey, it happens, man. It happens sometimes, but on the
What we got going for today, dude?
Well, today, people, we're talking about things that a black man wants to tell a black woman. You know, it can be these positive things that they need to improve on, or it can be negative, or, I mean, whatever. You know, we're going to try to have a good time with it today. We're not trying to bash women. That is not what we're trying to do.
I'm going
to
do it.
We're trying to have a good time and educate some people, okay, you know, about things they need to improve on, especially some of our black women. You know, some of them have problems that they don't see, or they may be afraid to admit. They refuse to see it, of course. So if you're on the line today, you know, I got a list that we created. You know, these are a few things in which, you know, some of the guys around that I've been in conversation with want to identify. So we're going to identify those things for them. I hope they call in as well to explain themselves, but if not, I do have their list.
Right.
And feel free, if you're on the line right now or if you're on the message board, Jen is taking care of the message board for us today. Please send your comments and updates to her, and we'll definitely get them worded out there.
Yeah, you know what? So, I mean, it's like almost like a reverse Jen's list, right?
Somewhat similar, yeah. Something like that.
So with the exception of, you know what I'm saying, the question is, if you could say anything to a black woman, you would say or tell this black woman this. Me,
right.
I tell them, beep. We'll keep moving.
So the phrase of the day, people, black women need to ... Just fill in the blank behind that. We're going to try to get into this deep discussion on this, man, and hopefully, you know, we can educate some people, have a good time. You know, we're going to have some humorous comments as well, so don't get,
right.
too personal with it now,
right.
You know, don't take it to the heart now. It's all
right.
In fun. But,
that's
hey,
right.
You know, we all humans. These things need to be discussed.
Right. Man, so,
hey.
I'm going to ask one question. Who working the boards for me today, man, because they about to get fired.
Hey,
I'm on location
man.
Out here,
yeah.
Man. They about to get fired. I'm just saying, they're going to get fired.
They're
going to be independent today. They're going to be independent after Independence Day.
Hey, let's try to keep it moving, man. Try to keep it moving.
Right.
On the sadder note of things, man, you know, of course, everybody heard about Steve McNair. You know, people at the Middleman Show want to give, our greatest condolences to him and his family and his four boys, man. You know, they don't have a father now, man, that's there for him. And, he was very close to his kids. Right now, the police are still investigating the matter. They really don't have a suspect identified. They said that his wife is not considered being a suspect yet, but they still haven't removed her name from that list, so she could possibly still be a suspect.
Right.
But at this particular time, they're trying to let everything smooth over before they go into the investigation of it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fellow Mississippian man, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of ironic. I'm at home, and we lose one of our top five collegiate all-time players today.
Right.
I mean, well, yesterday or what day it was, but, I mean,
right.
Dude, man, this guy had a great collegiate tenure, had a great football, even though he should have won that Super Bowl that year. But, I mean, other than that, man, like you said, a father is gone from four sons. So, I mean, we're going to miss the guy, man.
For people, if you're just now tuning in to the Middlemen Show, today we're talking about things that you want to tell a black woman. What would you say to them? Black women need to ... You fill in the blank. If you're on the line, press 1. If you're on the message board, leave your comment. And I'm going to start off. I'm going to name 4 or 5 starting off, and then we're going to go into our today, and then we're going to come back in and review it and then go into the discussion of it. I want y'all to think about these things first before we actually talk about it.
I thought I was going to get to rant.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to let you rant a little bit. I know you got some things you want to say, you know, off your chest. But, you know, I want to read a few things off the list first. Then we're going to go into the song of the day. So, the first thing, black women need to stop complaining, shut the hell up, stand up for the black men.
Amen.
Learn and play their role in the relationship and stop belittling their black men.
Amen.
So I want y'all to think about those things. And after the song that we're going to play, this is a great song by one of the late, great Marvin Gaye. It's I Want You. And after we play this song, I want y'all to, you know, think about those few things that I just said. And if you have any comments or discussion about it, we will discuss these things in more detail. So here's our first song of the day, Marvin Gaye, I Want You.
So we do want you.
Thank you.
We're now back live on blogtalkradio.com. This is the Middleman Show, and that was Marvin Gaye, I Want You. Great song, powerful song. That powerful song, people.
One of my favorite songs, man. I mean, dude, that puts you in a mood, and if a woman realized what a man is really saying behind that record right there, you know what
that's
I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, to me, that is one of the perfect love songs of that generation, and it should be one for us. It can show a lot of these guys how to write good records.
That's
you know,
right.
You ain't got to be pull your pants down and I'm going to do you like this. And you know what I'm saying? Pull your pants up and I'm going to do you like. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's just telling you. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Right.
I want you.
Yeah, and all
the that. I mean, that's what most women want. They want a man to know. Oh, well, a woman wants to know that they're wanted.
Right, of course. Of course. Of course. So, if you're just tuning in, right now, today, we're talking about things that you always, what a black man wants to tell a black woman. You know, fill in this blank. Black women need to that. You know, what are your opinions on that? What are your ideas? What are some things that you want to say? And before we get into our first song of the day, I read off a few things that, you know, are a list of things that some guys that I've been in contact with that gave me their own perspective on things. And the things that I listed earlier were black women need to stop complaining, shift the hell up.
That's two.
Stand up for their black men.
That's three.
Learn and play their role in the relationship.
That's
and
four.
Also stop belittling their man.
That's five.
So, and if you're on the line, if you're a female, if you want to comment, please. I see we have one person on the line now. 662-251. You're live on the Middleman Show. Hello? Hello?
I hit the button by mistake. We got another one. Yeah, one again.
All right, well, got another person online. I think there's our frequent caller. How you doing out there, Charlie?
Hey, what's going on, man? I called to tell you, you were wrong for not giving this policy, man. Yeah, so you wrong for that, man.
So you're right. So you're right. I'm sitting up here, hey, Charlie. I'm sitting out here right now in the middle of the woods, and I ain't got no barbecue.
Man, come on, man. Man, come all the way from Georgia to get some of this good old...
Hey, man. Things happen now. Things happen.
So, Charlie, what you
Charlie,
think about...
You comment
think,
on some of
the... Yeah, what you think about our topic today, Charlie?
I think it's a real good topic, man. I really do. I think that there needs to be some dialogue between the sexes nowadays, because what's going on now is we are not dialoguing the way we... We're not talking to one another. We're really sort of talking at one another.
True. And
I mean, it's really interesting that Kevin brought up, you all played Marvin Gaye.
Right.
Because Amiri Baraka says that you can tell what's going on with black people by listening to the music.
Yep.
Now, when you listen to the old music, you know, old school of like me, you know, you listen to the Marvin Gaye, you listen to the stylistic. You listen to Delphonic, Blue Magic. There was always this sense of adoring, adoration. I'm using the wrong word here, my bad. Adoration. For the, even when you listen to Aretha sing or they sung about some real stuff, respect, whatever. Now we get birthday sex.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I hate that
degenerate
song.
R. Kelly.
Oh yeah.
So I think, you know, I mean, so essentially what has happened is that male-female relationships have been boiled down to one thing and one thing only, and that's that.
Now, let me ask you this question, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
I know that you're a married man, and, you know what I'm saying, I respect your opinion highly. If there was one thing that you could tell a black woman, or if you could be on the podium speaking to every black woman, a woman of color in the world, you had that moment of attention completely, what would you tell them?
What?
Probably listen with an open ear and an open heart. A lot of time, and don't bring baggage into a relationship. Every relationship is different. You can't, and men do the same thing. You can't judge your current potential suitor based on what happened to you or what's happened to you in the past.
Right.
You keep running into the same individual, the same type of individual, at some point you got to look at yourself.
Oh, yeah. You keep attracting thugs that ain't got jobs, guys that, you know, really ain't hitting on nothing. You got to look at yourself for that one.
You got to look at yourself, whether you're male or female. You keep running into this person, you got to look at yourself, you know. That would be my best advice, you know.
Right, okay.
You know, and a relationship is just that. It's a relationship. You got to work on it. It doesn't happen overnight.
That's right. So we got another caller we need to take on here, Charlie. Stay on the line, please. Stay on the line. We definitely enjoy your comments. You know, you're very enlightened on everything that you tell us. But we need to take this other call as well, too. I know we got a lot of people that want to give comments today. So stay on the line with us.
Yeah, make sure we ain't bucking naked now. We sitting up here bucking naked talking.
You're on the Middleman Show, Jen. I know you got something you want to say.
Oh, I just think that your list is very interesting compared to my list from last week.
Well, it's short, simple, and plain, baby. It ain't all interesting.
Right.
No, but Al, honestly, I actually agree with some of the things that you say. I think we've touched on this subject before in other shows. I think we as black women, you know, need to learn how to support our black men more, because, you know, us not supporting black men aids and abides in the destruction of the black family. I think that somewhere in our society we've lost focus, you know, on our role as, you know, in the family. And it's nothing, and I've said this before, like, take my mother, for example. My mother, she fixes my father's food. She takes on the role, like, my father is the last word of the house. But this doesn't make her a weak and submissive woman. I think it makes her a very strong woman. And somewhere in this message of independence, I think that we have lessen ourselves as women, as black women, and let society trick us into being quote-unquote independent, thinking that equates to some kind of strength or,
well,
you know,
Jen,
reality.
I'm going to say this, and Al, I need my theme music in the background there, but Jen,
I'm going
to say this, and I noticed this, like you said, people are fooled to say, you know what I'm saying, as far as that is a sign of strength and things of that nature. Have you noticed in every conversation on television, radio, whatnot it be, when a black woman has to describe herself, what's the first thing she says when she's describing herself?
I'm independent. And being independent has nothing to do.
I know. I mean, I understand that, but I'm saying there's another thing she always says. She says,
what?
I am a strong black woman.
Yeah.
You always got to be strong,
yeah.
But what are we then? Because the thing about it, they even got men sitting around, walking around here saying that we need to step up, we need to do this, and we weak for letting our women do that. The thing about it, when you've been demasculized, you've been set up in a situation where you can't be a man full and have the full potential of a man, yeah, you're not going to do everything 100%, but what about those brothers that are out there that are doing right? We don't never celebrate them. We don't never give them they do or nothing.
That's right. That's right.
I agree. But Kevin, we must touch on the subject that in our society, we have touched on how the black man has been disrespected. how the black man has this struggle, which I totally agree with that he does.
Not making a cop for him.
But what I think has not been touched on and discussed is the destruction of the black woman. The black woman has also been destroyed. Look at the welfare system. Well, like there's a movie from the 70s called Claudine where, you know, the welfare system tells you you can't have a man in your house, that, you know, her children can't have a man around. That really goes on. That's right. A reality. That goes right. On. The way that, you know, our whole society sets it up for
right.
young black girls to think of themselves,
right.
no one is speaking up on this. And
yeah.
because of that, that's why you have so many of these young girls and young black women with a misguided perception
right.
of themselves and of their families.
Well, that's not
right.
only that, Jen, I mean, I don't think that it's not only destructive as far as to the black woman, it's destructive to the black family. Because there's one thing that you got to realize, if you don't have a black man in the house, therefore you don't have a guide. If you don't have a guide, I didn't say God, I said guide, you know what I'm saying, as far as making sure the rules are straight. If you don't have that black man in the house to put those rules down, therefore the children are going to behave in a manner in which they don't have any structure in their life. So basically, I feel that it's not only the fact that it's destroying the fabric of the woman, destroying the fabric of the man, which in turn destroys the fabric of the family. Now,
right.
as far as the
okay.
list that we have today,
yeah.
me personally, and Al, could you reiterate and let everybody know what we're talking about again today if they just joining in?
Okay, if you're just joining in on the line now, we're talking about things that a black man will always want to tell a black woman. You know, a black woman needs to ... And a few things that we have been touching on that I have earlier, that black women need to stop complaining.
One.
Need to shut the hell up.
Two.
Need to stand up for their black men.
Three.
Learn and play their roles in the relationship.
Four.
And stop belittling their men.
Five.
So, if you're on the line, if you have a comment, please press one, and we'll get you in there.
Because you know what, Al, this is the thing I want to say. If you ask me that question, the one thing that I would want to tell a black woman is to realize that we love you.
Right.
Well, that's shut up stuff. What's this shut up stuff? I disagree with that. Why do we have to shut up, Al?
Because
of
what you're doing right. Because you're doing right now. You know what I'm saying?
No,
because,
We have a caller.
Okay, we'll take the caller. Caller, you're live on the Middleman Show.
Hi, am I on?
Yes, you're
yes,
on.
You are.
Listen, the first thing I want to say to you. Okay, I move away from it.
Okay.
The first thing I want to say is that bullshit that's coming out of your mouth talking about that a woman should know her role and let a man lead. Nobody should have to let anyone lead. If you're man enough, you should be able to lead without someone standing back giving you permission to do it. The reason
right.
that the black women are so strong today is because y'all rather for us to take care of you than you to take care of your responsibility.
Now, sister,
I think you looked at the thing that I identified differently. Now, what I said was they need to learn and play their role in the relationship, not
okay.
You know,
what is our role in the relationship?
Basically,
I mean,
go ahead, Al.
Go ahead, G.
Now, I was going to say, this is the thing about it. We're opportunated guys, and I'm an opportunated guy myself. The thing about it, I feel that a woman is a nurturer. A woman is a natural nurturer. It's not the fact that we're sitting up there looking at it from a caveman status, because the fact is we had queens that ran nations in our continent.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We had kings that ran our nation in our continent. You feel what I'm saying? But over here over in America, if you think about it, the black woman has got put in a position where she feels that, oh, I don't need you anymore. I'm strong. I'm this and that.
No,
you ain't
true.
Like you just said. But hold on, sister. You just said yourself. If we did our part. The thing about it, you got a lot of black men doing their part, and I think the fact is we get to the point where we generalize the whole conversation and says, hey, look, all black men are this. And then you hear that constantly. If you tell a child
right.
that's dumb long enough, that child going to think that they're dumb. If you tell a young woman that these men ain't hitting on nothing, they ain't strong enough, they ain't dead, then all
right.
of a sudden they start believing
okay,
it. Then
that's my turn. Let me speak now. Let me
Funny.
Speak. Okay.
Go ahead.
Three points for you. Okay.
Yeah.
The reason that the men are in the position that the men are in is because they have learned over the years, and you know what, and I blame the women, because we step up and we think that we have to rule and take care of everything and
right.
stuff, because we want our kids taken care of. We want to try to make our kids to grow up to be a better man, a better woman than what we were. But the whole fact is that men today rather step back and let the woman do the work, and they step back and do nothing. I have a major problem is when you're in a relationship with a woman, marriage, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, as long as you're with that woman, you do right by your child. But
right.
once you let that woman break up, you abandon your child. And then a woman has to step up. No one can stop anyone from being a father or anyone from being a mother. The only
right.
person who can stop them is yourself. So y'all can't say that us women are the ones that prohibit y'all men from developing and doing your role by being the leader. You're
see,
doing
thing, sister, and I appreciate your comment. I respect your comment.
Yeah, great,
now,
great comment.
I'm gonna ask you this thing right here. Are you familiar with Willie Lynch? And I know you're familiar with slavery in itself. And I'm not blaming everything on my comment, what I'm about to say. But are you familiar with Willie Lynch?
Yeah, what about it?
Okay, this is the thing about it, even just like in slavery. If you recall, in slavery, they would take the strongest man in the pack of all the slaves they have, beat him down in front of who? The woman. The women. They would beat them down. They would strip them. They would tear them apart with horses. The thing about it, the woman saw that, and the thing about it, what she saw was, okay, if my son grow up and he stands up and be strong like he was, then he going to get killed like that. For them not to have their sons killed, they put them guys to the back. And the thing about it, it became the tradition as far as our thought process went. It became embedded within us, which you got a woman, just like you said, in the 70s, it's not new where a man didn't take care of his child. That's nothing new. But you had millions of men that did. You had millions of women that took care of the kids, took care of the family. But the reason why they did that, every generation of man got weaker to a certain degree because of that whole statute.
No, they got weak because the man got weak because they rather step back and let the woman do the work. Listen, you can't blame this on slavery or anything else. A man, anybody, wait a minute, a man or a woman can be whatever they want to be if their mind is strong enough.
I agree.
The only person who can prohibit you from accomplishing or doing anything is yourself. I have a 17-year-old son. I have a 17-year-old son. He was born and made and being raised in Boston, Massachusetts.
Right.
Okay. I come from a family that's strong. All the women are the strongest. The guys are the weakest because they choose to be. They got the same opportunity. They have the same opportunity as we have. But you know what? We are strong. The women are stronger.
That does not. You know what? Let me break this down.
This is my turn because we choose to make our sons. Our daughters better than what we are. But the men in the family choose to sit back and let these weak-ass women who rather keep a man by supporting them and taking care of them, and they go out and do the work, and these men sit their ass at home and look good off of their money.
Look, I'm asking this question.
That's the whole point of the comment that, you know what I'm saying, that's the whole point as far as what this guy identified to me as what black women need to do. Learn and play their role in the relationship. If you can learn and play their role in the relationship, that man has no choice but to learn and play his role in the relationship. He has to know
the
step up.
What is a woman's role?
Hold on, we got too many
what
people talking.
Hold on.
Get your foot, clean your house, and have your babies?
No.
That is not their role. That is what the media has put in place for people of this generation to see that a woman's role is supposed to be. That is not what a woman's role is supposed to be. A woman's role in a household is to support her man and to be there for him. You know, that's why God took one of our ribs from the side of us.
All these little guys hanging around together, they're trying to play women as stupid. And so many of these young, especially these young females that's coming up today, think it's better to have a man than not have one. See,
actually,
a lot of women cannot be
actually, nowadays you have a lot of women thinking they don't need a man instead of needing one.
Yep.
You know, because you have women that, okay, well, I'm content with being by myself. I don't need you. I can handle everything.
Yep.
But you cannot get to feel and love by yourself versus being with a man. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Hell, I want
to
say this, sister. I'm going to ask you this. Hold up, sister. Now, hold on.
Hold on.
I want to ask y'all this. When has that one bad apple made all black men bad? Because you...
But it
hasn't. I'm going to ask you this.
When did it fall? When did it fall?
Where were you married at one time, if I may ask?
Why is that concern?
No, I'm just asking because the thing about it, I'm not gonna make a ignorant point towards you, but I'm just asking, were you married or did you have to raise your son by himself?
I didn't make him by myself, so I have to raise him by myself. But let me ask you, where was your father?
My father died. He was with us. My parents got a divorce when I was like maybe 5 or 6. But in this place, I've had.
So who was the main role in your life?
Excuse me now.
Who was the main role in your life?
I was just about to say, my uncles, I had uncles. I also had church members that were, you know what I'm saying, I was involved in the church when I was younger. So I had guys that were in church. I mean, my mom always put me in a position where I can see what it is to be a man. Because the thing about it, that a woman cannot raise a man to be a man.
You're a damn liar. That's a damn lie.
I have a
That's
son.
That's a damn lie. A woman
things.
Can, let me
no,
tell you
no,
something.
No.
A woman can raise a man. Okay, let me give you this.
I'm not saying you can't raise a man.
Wait a minute. No. Let me tell you this. You look in these prison systems, you look in these jailhouses, you look in these graves, you see how many of these boys that's laying in this grave that have had their father in their life, their whole life, mm-hmm. has raised them, and they ain't doing no better than a kid that doesn't have their father.
You understand.
It's the
you
individual. Wait a minute, honey. It's the individual themselves. It's what you as a parent,
uh-huh.
father
and,
or
and
mother, what
exactly
you put into
right,
your child.
At the same
it doesn't
time,
matter
I
if a father
say,
or not.
Ma'am. I did not say that a woman could not raise a man. I said a woman cannot raise a man to be a man. That's the difference.
Damn lie, I raised
mine
to be a man. That's a damn lie. My son is a good man.
Let me explain something to you. You can't. I mean, you can respect. You can raise him. You can raise him as a respectable person. You can respect raise him in any aspect. But there are certain things.
That's
right. I have a daughter. I can't raise my daughter to be a woman. I don't know what it is to be a woman. That's.
I can't teach your daughter how to do her period, but you can teach her how to respect herself, how to carry herself, and how to conduct herself. Anybody can teach anybody anything. You might can't teach her the fundamentals.
I don't know how to be a woman. Do you know how to be a man?
Hell yeah, I know how to be one. If I have to stand up and piss, I can do that too.
All right, well, we thank you for that, then.
Yeah. We definitely appreciate the comment. You are very opinionated. We'd love to have you on for more.
Yes.
So please tune in.
You want me to come back?
Every Sunday.
I got your number. I'll make this phone call.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate that.
We appreciate
it. You make yourself very interesting.
I want to leave on this note. Y'all be careful how you judge other people and stuff like that. It's good that y'all put the subjects out there, but understand this. But understand this, the words that you put out there, you have some people that will believe every single thing that comes out of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and you're not
right.
always right.
That's why at the beginning of each show, we tell you that please not take these views as personal. You know, these are, you know, things in which people have given to us now. You know, this is not how we think. We're just actually verbalizing it for them. You know, so
y'all need to make sure, honey. I take a fist to tell myself I can't raise a man.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you have a right to your own opinion. You know,
opinion like a butthole. Everybody got one.
That's right.
I got two if I have to, but the whole fact y'all should not. But the whole fact is that. No one can prohibit anyone from doing their job. And their job, when you lay down and you make a baby, it's your job to make their life better than what you have. It's up to you. I can't stop my son's father from being a father. He can't stop, his father can't stop me from being a mother.
It
but if
crazy.
I choose to walk away from that and stuff,
right.
that's my thought.
Right. We respect your opinion.
We definitely, if you tune in
and go back and listen to some of our other shows about the traditional family, the traditional man and the traditional woman, so you really can see some of the things that we did and what we were conversating about. It's not that the fact that we're bashing women. That's not one thing. Just like you said earlier, you said you thought everything that's coming out of our mouth is BS. But the thing about it, like I said, after our first song, the first thing I want black women to realize is that we love you. That's the thing that I want every black woman to understand. We
That's
love
right.
you. Not the fact that I'm saying every black
money.
Man is. Excuse me.
Give me some money. Love is money for me.
You know what? Everybody have different views of love, and you know what I'm saying? If you love and money love, your love, I can't give you love I want then.
Saying, y'all fathers, give these mothers money. Give them money to help their kids, to help develop their kids, to get their school kids in good schools. My son goes to one of the top private schools in Massachusetts. Help these kids become better than what you are.
But sister, I will say this to you. And I do appreciate you calling in. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're very passionate about your child. You probably have a fine, outstanding young man. You keep making sure that his kids and the kids after that understand that they're positive people. They come from a positive race, and everything about them is positive. So, and that's
right.
The only thing I would like to say to you. I mean, just remember
Kevin.
That.
Kevin, I'm so glad I'm not the only loud woman on the show anymore.
That's good.
I mean, she's a first time caller. If I'm not imagining, I'm imagining she's a first time caller. So
I hope she comes back.
Yeah.
Next week.
I hope she does too. I hope she does
too. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, you know what I'm saying. Right now,
we need people like that on the show.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
But
we got Charlie on the line.
I think he wants to say something.
Okay.
Hey, my brother,
you know,
what's going
you
on?
All, what you no, what you all were saying was a prime example of black men and black women talking at each other.
At each other, not listening
to each other.
Right.
And it sounds like, you know, somebody's bitter, somebody's got some bad relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You can't generalize. If I generalize women based on my previous relationships, I wouldn't be married now.
You're right.
You know,
yeah.
I wouldn't marry now. We can't do that. We've got to move beyond that whole paradigm of being bitter. I agree with the sister. Black men need to step up on their game. I believe that. But not all brothers are. She kept talking in generalization.
Right. There are a lot of great fathers out there, and a lot of good men out there.
Say some black men. She said you black men.
Right. Yeah.
Personalized. And when she, because she kept saying, "What do you want black women to do?" But what she never said was, "What is the role of black men in her eyes?" She said, "Love is money."
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well.
I mean,
that leads us into our second song of the day, people. You know, this is by a great artist, great singer. You know, John Legend, stay with you, people. And then we're going to get back into it when we get back off this break.
You stay around, Charlie.
We've been together for a while now. We're growing stronger every day now. It feels so good and there is no doubt. I will stay with you. As each morning brings sunrise and the flowers bloom in springtime, on my love you can rely, and I'll stay with you. Oh, I will stay with you through the ups and the downs. Oh, I will stay with you when no one else is around. Dark clouds arise, I will stay by your side, and I know we'll I know that we'll find love so beautiful and divine, and we'll be lovers for a lifetime, yeah, and I'll stay with you, oh, I will stay with you through the ups and the downs, yes, I will.
Now back live on Blog Talk Radio. That was John Legend, Stay With You. And that song really said everything in it, you know, completely, that song just really unlocked up the whole show. You know, through everything
man.
We go through, I will stay with you. You know, no matter
black
what
black
I do, what you
yeah.
do, we'll stay with you, man.
Yep.
You know?
They don't believe that though, man. I mean, they think everybody... I mean, they think a lot of guys are, like, you know what I'm saying, just scum. A lot of guys are not hitting on nothing, just like a lot of women. I mean, everything in life, you have a positive and you have a negative. That's the universe.
That's right.
You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? So, I mean, regardless
That's
of
right.
that
Spread
person,
the world.
It's not the fact that every man is negative and every other person is positive, every woman is positive. There's some positive on both. There's some positive on
both
negative on the other. So,
yeah.
I mean, like you said, everything, man, that we go through, I'm going to stay down with you. I'm going to be there for you.
That's right.
And like
right.
I said, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when I said, when I was making a statement as far as telling all black women, we love you, that's the thing about it, man. Everybody needs love.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs love. If you don't need love, and I know money does whatever, whoop, whoop. But when everything crumbles and everything falls, love is still going to be standing.
Right. So
for sure.
Jen, I think you had a comment you wanted to make.
Yes. In defense of the whole, you know, back and forth thing, I
yeah.
do think that a lot of times women are defensive just because, like I said, isn't talked about how we have been beaten down. And it's, you know, it's already just automatically expected of us to have these perceptions. Well, you know, a lot of times we've been beaten down by, you know, bad men, bad relationships, life in general. It takes a lot to be, you know, I'm not a single mother, but I can only imagine, you
mm-hmm.
know, what it would be like to be a single mother and to go through that. And
yeah.
it would shape your perspective
yeah.
of
yeah.
men and how you think of them in the world. And so
yeah.
it's not so easy for women just to say,
It ain't, don't womenize it, because, I mean, me personally, I think, like I said, I was going to say it one time, Jen. That whole women live movement, that whole women's right movement, I think it fooled a lot of black women to go into the whole women phase instead of realizing that when everything is said and done, you're still a black woman and you still deal with black issues. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it, yeah, it's hard to be a single parent and everything else in between. But as your friend Nick said, that one of his favorite songs is by Music Soul Child, I am not to blame for the pain that was caused by previous cats. You feel what I'm saying? I'm
no,
not
that's
playing
true.
For that. You can't
that's
you
true.
Can't
and
sit up there
and
say.
And it goes both ways, though, Kevin.
I know.
It goes both ways.
And you know what? The thing about
ways.
It, the thing about it, if you've been through a relationship, like Charlie said, he would not be married right now if he generalized everything off everything that happened to him before. You see what I'm saying? You got to let it go, move on. Yeah.
Right.
If I stomp
right.
my toe, I'm not gonna sit up there and be mad at that brick forever. Hell, I got to pass it one day or another. Just know how to step
right.
over it and step around it.
Oh, goodness.
And if
yeah,
you're on the
I
line today, if you just tune back into the Middlemen Show today, people, we're talking about things a black man will always want to tell a black woman. Black women need to ... You fill in the blank. Your comment is very valued. If you're on the line, press 1. Also, if you want a message board, please send your comments. We'll definitely like to voice those. And I read a few things from a list that I have composed from some guys, and the first set, I went over about 4 or 5 things, and I'm going to move on to the next 5 in this particular segment. the next, these are some things which some guys have identified to me that black women need to. They said black women need to stop asking too many questions, stop checking to see who I was talking to on the phone. Okay, if you don't know your way around the house, you need to learn. Also, you need to stop having sex with a guy that you don't want children by. Okay, and if you're in the bedroom, okay, give head and stop waiting on us to ask for it. You know, we want that. We do it to you, so hey, return the favor. So I mean, hey, so you got a comment on those right there? Freeze, press one. We're gonna try to get into it again. We had a nice heated discussion in the first half, so we're gonna try to lighten it up a little bit more and keep it going. So, Jen, I heard you say what? So I know you probably got a comment on one of those particular things that I have identified.
I had this particular thing on my list. You have to give in order to receive. Like, if you don't want to give, that's cool. Don't expect to receive. You know, like, and like, no. Don't go asking your girl to give you head. That's a no-no. That's a no-no. Don't do that, Al.
Some people like that, though.
Right. Yeah, there has to be a mutual agreement. Like, you have to give it to your girl, and then she might consider giving it to you.
No, come on, man. You didn't understand what I said. I said some girls like to do it just for on GP.
Some girls.
Okay.
Well, pick that type of girl, though. Pick that type of girl.
I mean, if they want to do it, then do it.
Yeah, but when you get with your girl, if you like that, make sure you pick that type of girl. So it won't be no misunderstandings and problems.
I'm reading down the list. This is something else that another guy had told me. He said, stop saying what you won't do for your man because what you won't do, another woman will.
Ooh, that's powerful.
That
stated it all up in there right there.
Look, yeah, I mean, just hurting him, just body blows. But look here.
Right.
If you tell a man that you ain't going to cook, you ain't going to clean, it's some lazy women out there. And I'm not saying a lot of women, all women are lazy, but there are some lazy women out there. And before we get jacked up and jumped on again, these are opinionated statements.
These are not ours, okay? These are from other people.
Ladies. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
But I'm just saying, though, if you tell a man you ain't going to cook, man, you come out here to
mention that's about
your
not
point.
Cooking. Most women like to cook for their man. Most women like to cook for their man.
A lot of these women don't want it. Some women don't like to cook.
If you got a good man,
he gonna cook for you. If you got a good man, he cooks for you.
That means I'm a great man.
Yeah. Excellent.
You are.
Okay.
Get in the kitchen and burning harder than any woman out there.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That I can cook like a woman. I'm saying I just cook.
He can't cook, y'all. He can't cook.
And bake cakes.
True.
And bake cakes.
Dessert.
And bake a cake.
Dessert.
Yeah.
Don't.
All week. Don't get it twisted.
But I mean,
so,
you know,
back to your list. Back to this list.
Go over that list again, man.
Okay. I'm going to start from the top. I think we have some listeners that just tuned in. I'm going to start from, you know, the top, and then we're going to go back down to the ones I just read, and we're going to read the last few. The first half, we discussed black women need to stop complaining, shut the hell up, stand up for their black men,
three,
learn and play their role in the relationship,
four,
stop having sex with a guy if you don't want to have children by him, stop belittling their man. Give head in the bedroom without asking for it.
Yes.
Stop asking too many questions. Stop checking to see who was on the phone talking to.
Yep.
And if you don't know your way around the house, you need to learn.
What does that mean?
Well,
if you don't know your way around the house, you need to learn.
Hey, like the one he just added in, that was the bonus one, and you know what I'm saying? If you won't do something, another woman will. If you don't know your way around the house, like cooking, you don't know your way around
another
the house, like organizing the house, cleaning up.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Something wrong with you. Not saying, because I feel like this, and this is just my opinion before I get jumped on again. If a man can't clean up and do certain things, something wrong with him, too.
Nowadays,
you should know how to do something. I'm teaching my son how to do things. I'm teaching my daughter how to do things. I'm going to get both of their butt up under the car with me. They're going to learn how to change oil, both of them. I'm going to bring both of them in the kitchen and show both of them how to cook. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
But that ain't everybody. Right. You got some guys out here that couldn't boil water if they had to. But then on the other end, you got women that
you have to be taught those things. What about the girls that don't have an opportunity for someone to teach them those things? You don't.
Hey, your ass
to a
cookie
natural thing.
Hey, look,
oh,
man, you better go over to your grandma's house.
Yep, or go
or
to
your auntie's house and learn.
What if your grandma is 38 and she in the club too, and she a hot mess, and she can't teach you how to cook either?
Well, number one, if
everybody
your grandma
not in that situation.
Look, if your grandma 38. What the hell, you know what I'm saying? Something wrong with the numbers.
I'm just saying, to
number
my
two,
point.
You know what, you got a ghetto cycle right there going on.
Right.
Then number three, I don't give a damn about cooking anyway.
Okay then, but like, that has to be taught. Not everybody just knows how to cook. Like your mom or whoever is in your household,
then,
they have to
man,
sit down to
if
you.
If she don't know how to cook, Jen, if she don't know how to cook, okay, at least she knows how to do something, man.
Right.
Ladies, if you don't know how to cook, find you a chef, so then you don't have to worry about it.
Who the hell gonna pay for that?
Go get a man that's a chef already.
Oh,
so
hell no.
Well,
you know what? He gonna get tired of you cooking for him cooking for you. He gonna get tired of cooking for you. I'm dead serious. Believe me. My wife had to understand it, because I got to the point where I started teaching my wife how to cook. My wife didn't know how to cook that well. I told her how to cook. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. But then she got to the point where she was up to my level. Oh, she get down in there. You know what I'm saying? When she don't feel like cooking, I go in there and burn it down.
Right.
She go in there and cook. You know what I'm saying? That's what Al said earlier. We both, you know what I'm saying? We both are playing our roles. That's the, our roles are, really is to uphold our house.
Right.
That's our role.
Right.
That's your role. That's
right.
That's my role. Make sure our house.
That's not what you said. You act like they have to come in there being all superstar Betty Crocker from the,
you
know,
like
from
this.
The beginning.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
It ain't like that. It ain't like that now.
Hey,
it ain't like that.
I'm
going
to ask you a question. If you meet a guy that you really like, and you found out one thing that he was impressed by a woman was that he likes women that know how to cook. But you like, I don't know how to cook. And if he find out him, I don't know how to cook, he might go on by the business. Wouldn't you do everything in your power to learn how to do something?
Yeah, I would. I would.
Okay, then.
What's
your point?
What's
your point?
My point is, not everybody is like that. Find somebody that's compatible with you. If you have a man that he likes you to be Betty Crocker and you're not a Betty Crocker type, don't go get a Betty Crocker man.
But
well,
what if
that's
you
what
really like him, Jen? See, the thing about it, that's just like saying if
let
a man ain't got, if you want a man with, you know what I'm saying, you like money, but you get a man that ain't got money, but you really like him, leave him alone. Go get a man with money.
That leaves us, back to the list, people. Let me get through this list, people. We'll continue with the love.
Yeah.
Couple. But also, these guys have also added these things in here as well, too. Black women need to stop putting a man before God. Understand what a man wants expect out of her.
Yep.
Learn how to compromise. Keep their body and health in shape.
Yes, sir.
Stop making themselves look like white women.
Ooh.
Understand every rich man is not a good man. And stop being jealous of what you don't have and appreciate
what you do have.
We got somebody on the chat board that wants to add something to the list.
Okay, what'd they say?
Said that I guess they're saying this to black women, that they need to learn how to be romantic. That's from Miss Buff. Says that black women need to learn how to be romantic too.
You know
that's
what?
True.
I agree with that, but you know what? I feel like our generation has lost the sense of
romance. Lost that.
Because
the thing about it,
like Charlie was saying earlier, everything is sex now. The thing about it, foreplay is better than, you know, when you get to the end. Sometimes. Y'all just got quiet as hell on me then. What's going on?
I mean, I ain't say that. You know what I'm saying?
I got the crickets then, huh?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though, man. I mean from a romance, if you can be romantic, I mean, that will enhance your relationship. I mean, everybody don't know how to do it. Maybe we need to start, maybe we need to find somebody to put a clan together.
May need to do that.
Matter of fact, if you're on the line right now and you know you got some ideas as far as being romantic, please let us know, because I'm trying to figure this one out too. I know how to be, but I'm just saying.
If
you don't
want to
comment, you know what I'm saying? Say what?
I wanted to be the teacher.
Oh my God.
Oh, you want to be the teacher? Come on,
hell no.
Man. We just had Jen's list last week, man. Come on, man.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Come on, man.
Hey,
that
listen, you know
very
what,
controversial, man.
Real talk, real talk, real talk. My wife went to one of those pajama parties. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I think that's something that they have for women, but do they have something like that for men? That's a good question.
I don't know, man.
Because y'all don't have toys. Those pajama parties are about toys.
I understand.
Y'all don't really have toys.
It's more than just the toys, too, man. Because they do talk about the romantic side of things.
Yeah.
we got a person online that want to make a comment. Hold on. We got to call. Caller, you on the Middleman Show?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey. I just wanted to give a suggestion on a little bit of romance, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, for example, if you want to be, a little romantic, maybe, you know, set up a scavenger hunt or something like that for your girl. You know, leave little clues around the house, little trails and stuff like that. You know, maybe give her directions to the park in the evening in the springtime or something like that. And, you know, once you finish the scavenger hunt, you know, you're there with flowers and, you know, a little picnic set up or something like that. You know, that set the mood all right.
I like that.
Oh, definitely.
Man. Hey, man, get his cat. We got in the hand. We got some applause in there. Get that man some applause on that one.
Yeah. Definitely have to give him that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I can't find him. But,
I just applaud.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, but you know what, though? Brother, that man just proved the point to me right there. Not all men are dogs.
That's right.
Look at that.
That brother just
came in and dropped a bomb.
Bomb on that.
That's right.
No.
What's up, Jen?
What's up? That's my homeboy.
Okay. All right, well, he knows what he's talking about.
Dang.
What's up,
Dane?
Okay.
No, what's up, dog? What's going on? What's cracking, Lee?
Hey, but Dane, we want to ask you this question right here like we asked everybody else earlier.
If
there would be one thing that you could tell black women of the world, if you had every black woman attention,
I said black women.
Right. What would you want to tell them?
Stop, just treating your man the worst than you treat the people out in the damn street. Cause some women are treat people out in the street. They treat their boss when their boss walks. I want my woman to treat me like I'm her boss. Not her boss in the sense that I boss her around, but when your boss walks in the room, I mean, everybody normally at their job will tighten up a little bit or, you know, put on their best face or whatever it is. They'll do that for their boss, somebody they don't even know, who don't take them out, who don't do nothing for them, you know, who might, you know, your boss might cuss you out every now and then, but you still give them that same respect. You'll go home and cuss your man out there because you done had a bad day with your boss.
Yep.
You know, you done gave your boss all that respect, you know, and your man is somebody that takes care of you, and he's the one. If you get sick at 3 a.m. and you need to go to the hospital, your boss ain't driving. You know, it's the man that's going to take you to the hospital and see about you and take care of your needs and stuff like that.
Mm.
You know? So, but that's just my humble opinion.
Okay.
That was a great one.
And hold on, let me add one other thing. And on the same note, I mean, you know, the woman should be treated like a queen as well. I'm not going to just say, you know, I'm the man, treat me like a boss, and I get to treat you any kind of way. I mean, that respect has to be reciprocated. You know, it has to go both ways.
Right.
As our brother Charlie said, we need to stop talking at each other and talk to each other.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
like
right.
You said, brother, they are queen. We they king. We've been this before. We act like
that's,
we got this.
That's right.
And we appreciate
so, the same. Some women make it real hard, though.
Huh?
Some women make it real hard, though, bro.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, I already know. You know what?
They don't realize, Dane, that it's slim pickings out here.
Man, for real, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, your choices are shorter than a midget on his knees, bro. I mean, it's real, though. Hey, straight up, bro.
Well, man, telling everybody about the show, man. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to us again, man. I mean,
No problem, dog. Every week.
Every time, man. Yeah, we appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. I just put my homeboy on to it, so he should be listening right now.
Okay. What's his name, man? Give him a shout out, man.
His name, you know, I want to give a shout out to my slick partner, Chris, out there in Lawrenceville.
What's up, Chris, out of Lawrenceville?
Yeah.
Call in, Chris. Give your opinion, dog.
Yeah, man. Y'all got some crazy police out there in Lawrenceville.
Yeah, they do. Hey, well, all right, y'all be easy, fellas.
All right,
man.
I'm going to keep listening.
Yeah,
well,
man.
People, I think we have discussed a lot of good things today. You know, got some great comments, and you know, and that leads us to our last song of the day. You know, it's by one of our new great artists. You know, who will probably go down as one of the greatest of this particular decade, Anthony Hamilton.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you got his CD, the only way you can listen to this song is if you listen to one particular song all the way through. I'm not going to tell you what number it is on the CD, but if you got a CD, this is the only way you can listen to this song, is if you listen to this one particular song and listen to that track all the way through. It's about 7 or 8 minutes, but it had two songs on there. And the song which we're listening to is called Superman.
Does she think she is coming by here raising all eyebrows and curiosity? Yeah, slightly known to most, but not to many. I hear they call her good and plenty. I'm here to let her know she's just a woman, yeah. And tell her that I'm just a man, yeah, yeah. If she's emotional, I won't give her in that, 'cause she don't know that I'm a Superman, yeah. Who do you think you are? Coming by here, got me all nervous and stressed all out inside. I don't really understand where she came from or what she needs from me. I'm here to let her know that she's just a woman, yeah, yeah. And tell her that I'm just a man, yeah. If she gets emotional, I won't give up in that, yeah. Until she calls me, yeah, Superman. Night, looking low, watching closely, trying to find where she goes. I'm willing to be a Superman.
Anthony Hamilton, Superman. And like I said, the only way you can hear this song, people, is if you actually listen to this one particular track on the CD. I'm not going to tell you what number. Listen to that song all the way through to hear that song. That's a good song. Great song.
Yeah, tell them the name of the album. Which album is on, man?
That is, man, what is the name of the album? I forgot the name of the album, man. You see, if you wouldn't ever say it, I would have told him.
My bad.
It's his newest album. It just came out last year, so it's his newest one.
So if you got that album, the one with the song he with David Banner, what was that song, the name? I forgot the name of it. It's on that album, people. So just listen to that album, you know, it hit this one particular song. So
we
want to thank you.
That song made me feel like I was in church, man, up on one of them wooden floors with them wooden pews, just listening to them up in the operatic mode.
Right.
Man, just just hear some, just a couple of claps in the background, everybody just sniffing like, that's beautiful.
Right. Beautiful. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week to this week's show, people. Make sure you tune in next week. You know, the topic will be intense as well. So check your updates. Check Facebook, check the Middleman site. We'll definitely have the next show up, you know, and we'll definitely enlighten y'all on what the next show is going to be about. We're going to try to bring some more hot topics and hot points to bring to you all so we can have a great discussion like we did today. You know, hopefully that lady will give us a call back.
Yeah,
and
man.
Bless us again, you know. I like her.
Yeah,
I like her too.
I like her too. Make sure you give us a text the Middleman Show to 729-669, and make sure you subscribe. Go to saynow.com/the middleman, and we do have our Ning site up. You can go on there and get your membership, and, man, we appreciate everybody listening to us every week. We are themiddleman.ning.com. We are themiddleman.ning.com. You also can hit us up at our email, wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. And if you got any show topic ideas, anything of that nature, you want to tell me on air something or something we said
That's
that
right.
You can't say anything on the air about, just hit us up on the email.
Right.
We check it every day, too.
Also, this list and also Jen's list will be posted on the Ning site, and you can go back and go back and review the list for yourself, and you can actually make comments as well, too, and we'll definitely try to give you some feedback on that as well, too.
Yes, sir.
And also now, Jim, why don't you hit the outro for us so we can be out of here.
The Middleman shouted, Beat Chris shouted. Now, I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, here, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to break shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The Middle Man. Hey, what's happening? The Middle Man. Hey, what's happening? The Middle Man. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The Middle Man.
Hey, man. I don't know if y'all really paid attention. I don't know if y'all paid attention, man. Did we miss church today?
Yes, we did.
Ain't that?
Yes, we did.
I was about to call him.
It just got out of hand today, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the show still was great. You know, but it just got out of hand today, man. You know, we just completely got
out. No church.
No church today.
Well, we apologize about that, y'all. We'll have church next week for sure.
Tune in next week, baby. Next Sunday, same time, same hour. And thank you for taking an hour out of your day to listen to us talk. So.
Because
we are the Middleman, baby, and we out of here.